Hello and welcome to Tournament Inch. How you like that, huh?
Insane.
Yeah. So welcome. We are not in Andy's wrestling corner, but we're in Andy's karate corner. we will be talking the smash hit Netflix series Cobra Kai. I think we're just going to talk about the pilot episode.
Oh, good.
Because that's as far as you got, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I was thinking, like, I don't know if Terry expects me to watch
the whole season here. Before we get into that, I guess we'll do a little quick check-in. How are you doing?
Good. I have been well, Terry. I have been well.
Good.
What's been going on? I've been avoiding that.
That what?
Just get this over with. What is it?
Oh, well. So, I'm sticking with a classic. If you remember last time, Andy, it was a whiplash body riddle.
How could I forget?
Well, now it's a whiplash rollover session IPA.
They're just making it up as they go along. Didn't you already have that? No samesies. Wait. Let me have a look at it. Very blurry. It's very dark where you are, if I may say.
Well, I just got the lamp on. I don't have the big light on, but...
Oh, yes. I forgot you don't like the big light. That looks... Okay. Just drink it. You're shaking your head in approval before it's even touched your lips.
It's dancing on my tongue, Andy.
What is it? Citrus? Some citrus in that shit?
I don't think it tells you what it is. It's just goddamn tasty.
Just drink it.
Exactly. Well, Whiplash, I had a different Whiplash last week. These are two of my faves. Whiplash, and I'm in the bag for Whiplash.
Pale ale just looks so, like, well, heavy.
This is an IPA. It's not a pale ale.
I don't. Isn't that... Okay.
Yeah, it's same. It's different.
Doesn't the IPA stand for Irish Pale Ale?
It used to stand for Indian Pale Ale.
No way! I was actually joking there.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Look, I'll tell you. I'll level with you.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know, but I know it's tasty and I like it.
Okay. If you're asking, Terry, I've got a glass of 7-Up. So no messing here.
Is it 7-Up free?
You know it, Terry.
Yeah, well, you gotta put the free in there, Andy. Otherwise, I think you're some sort of maniac.
Freak.
Yeah, he drinks regular 7-Up.
Yeah, I know. I don't understand why Coke Zero. Like, I know why I like Coke Zero so much. But you can't. It flies off the shelves as soon as they put it on these days. Everyone's all about cans of Coke Zero.
It's sugar, man. Nobody wants the sugar anymore, you know?
I tell you,
sugar-free.
It's freaking delicious. That's all I'll say.
Well, I've been a big proponent of the 7-Up Free for a long time.
You're a clear citrus man at heart.
Yeah, and it's the pop you get from the free 7-Up is way more than...
the pop.
The citrus burst,
the catch,
if you will.
The citrus catch.
Yeah. Before I rudely interrupted you, what were you going to say?
I was saying that I am no longer being stuck on the motorway like some schlub. I have taken an alternative route, the scenic route, if you will, dodging the whole thing.
Okay, so where do you go now?
Now, I go to a little place called...
Kokomo?
I go through Carrick Mines, and I end up in a lovely little place called Glenamuck, which, I don't mind telling you, is a beautiful place that I'd never even heard of.
Is it in Wicklow?
It's, like, right on the border. But I have to go through there, but it's, like, mountain views, sea views. I'm like, I should just do this anyway.
Yeah, nice.
So joke's on you, guards. Making me sit there 5.5 hours in 2 days.
Yeah. Well, we all heard about that last week, okay?
Yeah, well, fool me once. Shame on you.
Yeah, you ain't gonna fool me again. So we're in October, Andy. I know you're a bit of a a spooky guy at the best of times.
Well, I have been known to. Yeah, come on, yeah.
Your love for horror. Have you been watching any horror films lately?
I haven't, but you know what I have been watching?
Mm-hmm.
A bit of American Horror Story, which I never normally watched. It's okay. Yeah. It's got some. There's some great bits in it, but overall, I'm like.
Mm. Which season are you watching?
Now, I'm on Asylum, and Kerry tells me that's the worst one. And yeah, she says the other one's like Cult is apparently unreal.
Did you watch Hell House? Was that the first one?
No.
Season one? That was the.
I don't know. Ghost I'm just House. On.
Weird.
I think I seen it back in the day, alright. I mean, it's good, but you know.
Yeah.
What have you been watching?
Well, I decided we're going to try and do a few horror movies before Halloween.
Excellent.
Faye is not a fan of the supernatural horror because it's, you know, doesn't really like ghosts and stuff like that. Like, it's
right.
Just in case they are real or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, you know, a serial killer or something like that is, you know, apparently way less likely to happen or way less scary to her. I don't know.
Well, we discussed that when we were kids, that the big thing was like robbers or like someone breaking in.
I'm more terrible. I'd rather watch something than a ghost.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. But we watched a movie on Netflix called The Perfection.
Oh.
Have you heard about this?
No, I haven't.
Oh, boy. So it's the girl from Get Out. You know, the white girl.
Yeah.
And she plays this woman who was like a really good cellist. I think it was a cellist. When she was younger, and she had to leave this really prestigious school because her mom got sick. So when her mom dies, she tracks down the people who are running the school, and kind of seems to be a bit obsessed with the girl who's taken her place, and. You kind of think, oh, wow, okay, so it's going to be like this kind of weird, you know, obsessive, I'm trying to kill you to take your place type thing.
Yeah.
And then about halfway through the film, it just takes like, as if somebody, the executives were like, okay, I like the first half of the film, but I don't want you to finish it. Here is like, just they completely ripped up the script and like flipped it around.
Totally redeemed themselves.
No, I really enjoyed the first half of the film, but the second half, I was like, okay, it doesn't really make. It kind of just shits the bed. Left me.
A lot of those like movies like that, the wheels really fall off like the last like 15, 20 minutes or something like that, where you're like, all right.
Like, this is like, it's an hour and a half, and like the 45, 50 minute mark,
yeah,
you're like, oh, wow, like, where, you know.
Yeah,
a great thing has just happened. Where do they go from here? And then it's just like, completely. But it just has me in the humor for some more horror, right?
Oh, yeah, right.
So I signed up, and this will be...
Oh.
I signed up to this...
Signed up?
Yeah, I got a 30-day free trial for a little movie subscription service called Shudder. Have you ever heard of it?
I have not.
It is like Netflix for just horror films.
Oh.
Alone, and I was thinking of you. I was like, yeah, Andy, because nice. There's loads of like ones on it that I'm like, okay, I've added like a few to my list, but it's broken down into like monster movies, ghosts, psychological thrillers, murderers, you know, like,
does it have like the classics or anything like that, or is it
has,
all like kind
of has some classics on it, and then it has like international horrors, and it has, you know, a bunch of other
stuff. Get the impression that it's got a lot of like. Ones that wouldn't have been
like
that well known.
Exactly that, but they also have their own like Shudder originals, and like I've looked at a few. I'm like, okay, I like the sound of those ones here. And
have you seen any movie on it yet?
I've got two bookmarked for the weekend, so I'll report
well, next
back.
Week I'm going to come back and I'm going to ask you, was it worth it, Terry? And then I will consider.
Was it worth?
I need you
up?
To be my canary in the coal mine.
Was it worth signing up for a 30-day free trial? I don't know. You tell me.
I'm ruined.
But otherwise, I don't really have an awful lot else that's been going on. You know, just kind of been chugging along this October. You know, realistically, what's going on in the country is that nobody's doing anything.
Yeah, lockdown part two.
Yeah.
And look, you know me, Terry.
You love a good lockdown.
I love nothing more than a good lockdown. Love the first one. The second one, you know, is they went a different way, but it's still good. Mm. But seriously, I honestly, like, I don't know what to do or what is the right thing to do. You know what I mean? With this whole thing. I mean, I'm not going to get too into it, but, like, it's just like, it seems like nobody actually really knows what to do.
What do you mean, what to do?
Just in terms of, like, do we take the advice of the fucking Neffet, or do we send people home? Do we choose health over the economy, or vice versa, and all this? Like,
health over the economy any day.
Yeah, but like, they're
lucky enough to be in a position to say that. But like, yeah. Your health is your wealth. Like,
you know? Yeah, exactly. So there's, but it just seems like no one's really that sure, because it's just like no one really dealt with anything like this before.
I'll tell you why. Well, we did 6 months ago. Those clowns in Congress. I just think, and like, this is my personal opinion, like, since the new government has formed, there has been no, like,
leadership.
Yeah, or like, you look at when, say, the many people I know that were, like, glued to the TV when Varadkar was given that address. And like,
I was the same.
But it came across, like, first time in ages, I was like, I have to find a way to stream the RTE player or whatever it was, Virgin Media, to kind of get it on the TV, because we don't have our regular channels. But that feeling is not around at the moment, you know.
Yeah, it was just very clear, because it was all new then, and it was kind of like the mentality of everyone seems to be like, we've like gotten over it, and this is just like an inconvenience now.
I'll tell you what, you know, like, ever since that shite happened with the fucking golf tournament or whatever it was, you know, all the politicians all like breaking the rules and stuff, that is a huge indicator of how they view, you know, things for me. And like, a lot of people are taking their cue from that. So
plus, like, they're not like, beforehand they would just enforce it, whereas now they're like just pleading with the people to do it, but they're not actually doing it. So it just seems kind of weak. Like, it's like, you know, if people aren't doing it, then like,
I hear what you're saying. You do something. A good bit of military rule is what this country needs.
Just a bit of martial law, bit of martial law. What harm has it ever done? Huh? Yeah. Who has it ever harmed?
Exactly.
No one. Anyway, I'm completely out of my wheel here. So
we're just jesting, folks. So shall we get into talking a bit about Cobra Kai?
Yeah.
Now, before we get started, Andy, can I ask you what your relationship was with the Karate Kid films?
I saw it.
And that's it.
I saw it. Yeah. I saw it, and I liked it at the time.
Right, okay. Did you see the sequels?
No.
Two, we went to Japan?
I don't think so. Maybe I saw two once. But
see, for me, no. they were a staple of Saturday evening RTE, you know, like the big movie at 6 o'clock on a Saturday evening or whatever. Like, so
I mean, I've definitely seen it a good few times when I was looking at, when it showed some clips throughout the episode there, I was like, oh yeah, I forgot about all that.
I'll tell you what, the hairs were standing up my arms when they showed those clips, to be honest.
it was kind of like, it's all in that, like, what would you say, like, not Ferris Bueller, but it's all that like 80s sort of coming of age, like Teen Wolf, Ferris Bueller, Breakfast Club,
like this
Karate
is,
Kid, like, you know what I mean, it's all that kind
Karate
of
Karate Kid's a bit more, I don't know,
edgy,
serious, melodramatic, like whatever you want to, like, say, compared to,
it's not a comedy compared to all those other ones I mentioned.
Yeah. But like, it did have that, like, you wanted to be, it had like, I tell you this, it was iconic for a young me, seeing that crane kick, that illegal crane kick, no less.
Yeah,
but that has some iconic moments in it, like, and even like when he got like thrown down the hill or run off the road by the bikers, you know.
Yeah,
you know, that was a big staple of the '80s, but like BMXing,
It seemed like, before we really get into it, it seemed like they were definitely trying to recapture that 80s vibe 100%. In it. You know,
think, think of what's popular. Like, this is out, I think it was 2 or 3 years ago this came out.
Cobra Kai?
Yeah. It came out on YouTube Red, I believe. It was like YouTube's premium. You had to pay for like YouTube original content.
Yeah.
So it came out on that, and I think Netflix have bought it because it's been so successful.
Wow.
So Netflix are doing like season 3 of it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, but it was around the time that Stranger Things was kind of popping off as well, I think. Like, so it's that, you know, 80s nostalgia is in vogue when it was.
It is very much in vogue.
I think a bit less so now, but like.
Can I ask you what you thought of it?
I kind of liked it, to be honest.
Like, your voice is very high pitched there, Terry.
I didn't think I was going to like it. And I.
Really?
And I've watched more than. I'm on episode 4 now, I think, into it. Like, so, like, we started watching it last Friday.
Faye into it as well?
Yeah, she was enjoying it. Like,
if I ask Faye, will she say she enjoyed it?
I don't know. You'd have to ask Faye.
I will ask her.
Yeah.
You take it up my wife. Shit.
But I, to be honest, I like it. I like the idea of it, like, in terms of you're taking the point of view of the bad guy.
Yeah.
And also that it's kind of like they're putting you very much in his shoes, right? And
yes.
His toxic masculinity that he has. And it's like, it's funny because you're like, he's our protagonist now, but also like, so you're kind of like, okay, am I supposed to be rooting for him even though he is like an asshole and he's calling everybody a pussy and stuff like that?
Yeah.
But then the show is also saying, well, look where this has got him in his life.
Yeah.
You know, like that kind of way. So it's kind of doing an interesting balancing act, I found.
I find that you can see things. I feel like you're giving this more credit than it deserves.
Hmm.
That's what I
think. Interesting. Why do you say that?
It was terrible.
Really?
Yeah, what am I watching here? Like, it was like, you know what it was like? It was like I was watching a Power Rangers episode.
Nah,
that's what it felt like. Why? The dialogue and the fight scene that I saw. It was like, this is like, you know, like that. It was like a Power Rangers choreography and acting.
A little bit like when he's having the fight scene in the parking lot. I get you. Where I was like, he'd kick one and the other guy would go back and he'd fall like, into his mates and then they'd all like scatter and stuff. Yeah, okay.
And also I did have a note, so he can't fight. But I don't know if that's because he's supposed to be rusty.
Yeah, I think so. I think a little bit. He's not supposed
also,
to be.
Also, those absolute nerds as well, like who are bullying your man.
Well, this is
the state of these guys.
These are the modern day bullies. Aren't they?
Oh my
you
God.
Know? It's not like, I think that's part of the point that it's like, he's like, these are the bullies, these little fucking wimps.
Yeah.
You know? That his student is even more of a loser.
It seemed like to me, the reason why I was saying is that, like, I think you're giving it more credit, is that, like, I don't know, like, I genuinely just didn't know what I was watching. I was like, is this just like a fun, like, good time, don't take it too seriously sort of thing? Or should I be taking it seriously?
I think it's kind of a little fun, you know.
It's a little, like, tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah.
Like,
there is plenty of that, like, and the fact that, like, they swapped LaRusso around as...
Tongue-in-cheek is what it is, Terry. That's what I would describe it as.
In-cheek?
Tongue-in-cheek. I've just described a new genre there. It's tongue-in-cheek, but it's also in-cheek. Do you know what I'm saying, Terry?
Yeah, but Terry? I don't know why you're saying it. Like, I don't know why you're saying it, you know? I get what you're saying. I've processed what you're saying, but like, my brain is like, why? Why is he saying this?
Because it's tongue-in-cheek, and they're trying to be all vogue and chic. Tongue-in-cheek. Mm.
Yeah,
look,
no,
it didn't land,
no,
all right?
Not at all.
You take a chance, and sometimes they land, and sometimes they don't. What else did you think about it?
I like what they did with LaRusso in that, like, you know, he's your hero from the movie, and now he's like a fucking douchebag who runs an auto dealership.
Like, yeah.
And like I say, I can't even remember the main guy's name. Anyway, it's not just, not yeah. Danielson, but he like I'm not exactly rooting for him. Like,
yeah,
you kind of feel pity for him, sure, but like
you do at times. And then like the teenage girls run into his car, and what, he's just there trying to open the door, like yeah. open the door,
yeah.
like oh,
that's
so he's
a horror movie like there, like
yeah, so he's like they have every right to scream and drive away.
Well, no, but they T-boned his car though.
Is that what it's called?
Well, when so if there's a car like say vertical, yeah. you know, straight, and then like they smash into the side of his car, so they call it T-bone.
Oh, makes sense.
It's like a T.
It's like a T.
Yeah, I guess learning so much today, Andy.
I think you know what ultimately what this is. I know I was being harsh for comedic effect there at the start, because I sort of got it, but halfway through I was like, oh, okay, they're doing it this way, you know what yeah. I mean? But it's like, I feel like for someone like you who really loved the Karate Kid, like this would be great. But for me, the Karate Kid was just like a movie that I saw a couple of times. Like, I liked it. Obviously, it's really popular, and I liked it when I was a kid. I would watch it now, but like, I don't really care what they're up to. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's a bit out of the blue.
Well, like,
I probably would want to know.
It's not
what...
made for you, then, I guess. Like, you know, that's the yeah. thing. Like, you know, it's made for people who like were fans of it, and yeah. also a new generation that'd be like, maybe I'll go back and watch this movie.
But I kept seeing, and that was the thing. I like when I seen an ad for it, I was like, the first time I seen the ad, I was like, oh shit, it's actually got the two of them in it. Like, that's interesting. And then I seen like a bit more. I was like, oh okay, well it, you know, it's not for me, but you know, whatever. But like, then I kept seeing how great it's doing, like, or everyone talking about it. Still, I'm still seeing Binged on Cobra Kai, loved it, like, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, well, maybe there's something here, but like,
I like it. It's like, it's light enough.
It's very light.
Like,
yeah.
you know, they, like, we just watched an episode there where they had a dance, like a Halloween dance or something, and he dresses his apprentice up as the skeletons that, remember in the movie?
Oh, yeah,
that,
yeah.
That kicked the crap out of Danielson, and like, he's a chaperone at it.
Right.
So he's like almost getting like a flashback trigger. Like, there's a couple of things that have happened that actually in the next episodes where it's like he keeps getting flashes of like what happened to him as a kid, and I like how like he's absolutely disgusted that Cobra Kai, the name Cobra Kai, is even back.
Yeah, I know, you know, his reaction when he sees it up there.
Yeah, good. Like,
but like your man, like even in the first one, he's like he. Like your man's like, oh, can you train me or whatever? And he's like, oh, you know, get out of here.
Yeah. No, I don't do that anymore.
Yeah. Well, like, first of all, him in the car remembering the clips from Karate Kid 1.
I'd say you really enjoyed the clip from Karate Kid 1 where he's like, sweep the leg.
Yeah.
Like, you love a good coach being like, I want you out of the game.
Out of
do
the game.
You understand?
Is that a problem?
Yeah, like, that's a staple of, like, 80s and 90s, like, tough
yeah.
fuck-off coach, where he's like, I want you to break the rules.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything, by all means, yeah. to win. But, like, his reaction to these, like, clips, it was just, like, it was giving, like, a single reaction to every one. Like, he'd be thinking about something that he liked, and then it would cut to him and be like, okay. And then it would cut to like his teacher kicking his ass something, and he'd be like, ugh. And I'm like, is he gonna give this over the top reaction to every one that we're seeing here? I'm like, it was at that point I was like, what is this?
I will say, he's not a strong actor. Like, there's a
he
reason
he looks like he hasn't acted since 19.
Yeah, it's the reason why he's not been in a lot of stuff. Like,
yeah. That was one of the very first things I noticed. I was like, oh, when he's putting his shit in the bin or whatever at the start, I was like, oh, he's a bad actor. That's not going to be good.
He's in like Hot Tub Time Machine.
Right.
In like a couple of small scenes in that. But like, that was the only thing I remember. And like, he's only in it because he's the guy from Karate Kid. You know, it was a bit of stunt casting.
Oh, right.
Same way like Crispin Glover is in Hot Tub Time Machine.
Crispin Glover?
Who, of course, played George McFly in the 1985 classic Back to the Future.
What's his name again?
Crispin Glover.
Crispin is his first name.
Yeah, he's a weird guy.
Wow.
Right? Like, yeah, like
is
Chris...
he?
Oh yeah, he's really weird. Like,
go on.
Well, apparently, like when he showed up on Letterman one time, he was like, "I've been practicing these real high kicks," and like threw like a real like big kick at like right near Letterman's face, and Letterman just got up and walked off set. And then like when they went to commercial and they came back, Letterman's back at the desk and Crispin Glover is nowhere to be seen. Like, yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah,
I like this guy already.
Apparently they were like, when they were doing Back to the Future, he was like giving them loads of weird energy, and he's coming up with all these weird reasons why his character would do these things, but he's amazing in Back to the Future.
Huh.
As the dad.
Serves that role perfectly. Like.
Yeah, exactly. But again, that doesn't really, hasn't worked a lot since. I think he sued
like
them.
Like this guy.
I think he sued them. Like he wasn't in the second or third film, and he sued them for using his likeness. So he lives
out. Like getting another actor? Like.
Yeah, they got another actor to play him, but they also used clips of him from the first movie.
Oh, right.
And it kind of changed the way now they're like, okay, you have to sign over your rights.
Oh, right.
And, you know, that's
but back
kind of,
then you didn't
back
have
then,
to?
Back then they hadn't thought of that stuff.
Oh, right. I was so, going to say he probably
he changed
within
it.
Within his right to sue.
Yeah, and now like the way studios do things now, they're like, okay, well, look, we have to compensate you for this, but sign here. We'll give you extra money, but, you know, you can use it.
And then fuck off.
Yeah, exactly.
But like,
over there.
With this one, I was like, what? Like, it didn't seem like a big enough reason, really, for him to open the karate school. And like, it was just like it was like out of nowhere. It's like, you're going to open a dojo. It's like, what? You know what I mean?
Wasn't
he seemed a little bit out of the blue. He didn't seem that interested in karate at all.
Wasn't
and then
it?
He hears this voice. Sorry to interrupt you again. But like when he hears this voice when he's watching TV, like, you have a gift or whatever the fuck it was. I was like, who's talking to him? What's happening? Like, whose voice is that?
I can't answer that question.
Yeah. And how's he getting the money for this dojo?
Well,
he was broke.
No, but that was the thing. So his stepdad or whatever.
But he ripped it up. He ripped up the check.
But then he picked it up back out of the trash.
Did he?
Yeah, that was the whole thing. That's how he set up the dojo.
How did I miss that?
I don't know.
Oh.
Do you know who played his stepdad?
No, well, who is it?
It's the lovable old crank Ed Asner, who also has played that.
You love this.
Yeah, I know.
You love doing
but
this.
But, like, could you not recognize his voice?
No, but Kerry said she recognized him. I was like,
yeah.
I'm pretty sure you're talking about someone else.
No, but she's talking about the old man from Up.
Ah.
Yes.
I would have never known that, but that's interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, how can the bank accept a check that you've ripped in half, though?
I don't know.
Tape it together.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'll tell you what. You just tape it together and you stick it in the automatic deposit slot. You don't even go to the teller. How about that?
Well, that's what they're trying to encourage you. Good luck. Good luck trying to talk to an actual teller if you're going to
a bank.
They
don't exist anymore. They're all robots.
So yeah, no, I just have one query. Yeah, if you go here, you press this, if you call this phone here that's on the wall, just fuck off and leave me alone.
I just want to talk to a person.
And I'll take 10 seconds and everyone else is going to take 5 minutes.
I enjoyed it. I think I'm going to stick with it. It's a, you know, the fact that the episodes are 25 minutes.
That's a big bonus, to be honest.
100%.
Like, should have seen the look of delight on Kerry's face when she realized not only is it not a movie, it's a series, and each episode is only 25 minutes long. She's like, oh, so we only have to watch that one episode? I'm like, yes. It's like, oh, okay then. Like,
you've gone from Spider-Man coming in at a lean 2 hours 17 minutes to,
I know,
to Cobra Kai,
and she's always like, we've always got to watch it for this podcast. She's like, you can watch it, and I'm like, no, I'm sorry, but we're both watching it.
No, I'm past that now. I'm like, okay, I'm going to watch this, so I'll be staying up 2 hours extra or whatever. That's like, yeah, I'm off the bed.
I wonder if I started watching these things on my own, would I be like, Terry, I absolutely loved it.
It's brilliant.
You know?
But I like that Kerry is around for the ride with us.
Yeah, me too.
With the MCU, anyway.
She doesn't, but...
Yeah.
But,
No,
anyway, look, my last note on this was, you know, I'm sure Karate Kid fans would love it. If they did one for Ghostbusters, I'd probably love it too. You know what I mean?
That's what the new Ghostbusters movie is.
They're honey-dicking me with that one, though.
I think it looks awful.
Yeah, like, don't show me the original members if they're not going to be in it. If they're going to do a Starsky and Hutch ending.
Oh,
like, boom. You know. If there's going to be something like that, the last 10 minutes they'll show up.
Like, I like that Paul Rudd is the new guy, the new star. Like, they couldn't have picked a better person for me to be like, okay, I'm on board. Then you throw in a bunch of Paul fucking Rudd. Kids. Like,
yeah, you know? It's very Stranger Things. Like, I think we've discussed it on the pod before. But
They should just have four new people in the Ghostbusters. And, like, have, I don't know, whoever the last surviving Ghostbuster is, you know, still in the office or something like that. Like, not Dan Aykroyd. If anything, just keep Ernie Hudson as the pencil pusher in the office.
No, if I was doing a new Ghostbusters, I would want Chris Pratt.
Of course. As one.
He's my new boy. Yeah. Timothy Oliphant.
All right, I'm with you now. Okay.
Jack Black.
I think you're selling yourself out for our bonus Patreon episode here, buddy.
And Jamie Foxx. That's all right.
Oh, okay. All right.
I should have thought about this for our Dreamcast. Yeah. The struggle I had with this thing.
Anyway, if I was casting Ghostbusters.
But yeah. Cobra Kai, you know what? I'm not even going to say it's, even though I did say it's terrible, but it you know, it's not terrible. But, like, if you're in the mood for a lighthearted nostalgia 80s vibe, then you'll probably enjoy it.
And what I loved about it was they give you the 80s vibe straight away. You're kicking in with a bit of Poison.
Yeah.
I need nothing but a good time. And I was like, oh yes, bit of hair metal. Now I've been in the mood for hair metal again since we've done our episode.
I did appreciate, I only seen like the first minute or two of the second episode. I did like the
straight in.
Lucky can one guy be, you know, when they're talking about how great his life is. Ain't that a whole god anyway. But yeah, you know what? I'm glad I watched it so I can safely close the door on that chapter of my life, but I'm not saying don't watch it. Terry, what's your final review?
Watch it if you... Look, you can't... What I'll say to you is, it can't hurt you to watch it, and it's enjoyable enough. There's enough there for newer, like, if you're 10, 15 years younger than me, you'd probably like it because all the kids' stuff that's wrapped into it. And if you're the same age as me and you liked Karate Kid, there's enough there for you there as well. So, yeah.
Okay.
You know, it's not anything groundbreaking yet or anything like that. I haven't watched an episode yet where I'm like, whoa, fucking deadly. Like, you know, it's just like, you know.
It's humdrumming along.
Yeah, exactly. It's enjoyable enough.
It seems to fill
the minutes of the day.
It's got that daytime Sky One sort of vibe. You know,
like it's something that you
like Hawaii 5-0 and all that, like remake. No. It's got that kind of vibe.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Nah, that's your kind of even that Hawaii 5-0 will be lower than that. And I have noticed that a lot of the cast of Lost are showing up on Hawaii 5-0 because they're all like, yeah, I'll go back and live in Hawaii. I don't mind. I lived there for 6 years. Like, I'll go. Yeah, so like Jin is in it. I never realized what a handsome man Jin is.
Oh, he's brilliant. I've seen him pop up in a few things. I'm like, there he is.
A ridiculously handsome man.
Yeah, you know, he is, yeah. Excellent bone structure on his face.
Unbelievable. You could cut glass with his cheeks. I could literally use him to break into a bank. Use his cheeks to cut out
the What are circle. You doing, like, man? Hold still.
I just got to get that switch inside that pane of glass right there.
The police like, put him down. It's like, officers, I do not condone this.
Very good. That's a good way to end it, is anything.
Yes. This was something a little bit different. I think I don't know. Well, I guess we'll talk about it off air, but I think we're going to try and do a bit more.
So we're going to be locked down. We might try and get back into our regular weekly Simpsons rotation. Yes. We like taking these little detours on stuff, you know, like it was nice doing the wrestling thing for a little while. But I think we'll probably try and get back into maybe a weekly Simpsons episode.
Yeah, and we save all our non-Simpsons stuff for the Patreon.
And because we're hitting quite the sweet patch of Simpsons stuff, bar the last episode, which I did like, but the ones before it, I season 7 really is off to a great start. So
And I'm really, because I found it quite hard to... the way we used to kind of do it, I'm you know, peeking behind the curtain again here, but I'm showing people. I can never get the expression right. I'm showing people
fourth wall. You're breaking the fourth wall.
Oh, like I found it very hard to follow along with the script from and be in sync with where you're at from home. So that's why I was like, even like when the first lockdown, we were sort of alternating and stuff like that, just for a bit of a break, whatever. But the new sort of format of like, you know, just literally no taking and
just vibing, man.
Yeah, just vibing.
Yeah,
LIBIN. So I'm enjoying that. So we'll keep going with that anyway.
Where can they find us on
Twitter? Instagram.
Oh,
we started back up on the Twitter again since a couple of memes got a bit of traction over the last week or two. You know, we like a good meme on our account. You can find the links to everything that we do on our Instagram bio. That's merchandise, Patreon, other podcasts, video podcasts, all that sort of stuff. It's all
the good stuff there.
You can email us at putitinhpod@gmail.com. What else can they do, Terry?
Well, you mentioned Patreon. You can find us over on Patreon. Patreon.com/putitinh. We are creating podcasts there, apparently. But you sign up for the low, low price of $5 a month, you'll get 2 episodes of our sister podcast, What's So Great About, where we take a topic and we kind of try and break down what is so great about it. At the moment, we are doing the MCU. We just wrapped our Spider-Man Homecoming.
Ooh.
Excuse me, I'm getting way ahead of myself there. Spider-Man Homecoming. Basically, Andy was not a believer at the start, and he's getting there. He's getting there.
Well,
definitely are. Like, compared to the start, Andy.
You know what it's done? I'll say this. I'll throw this out because it was a real shock to the system the first like 3 or 4. I feel like I've got a bit of Stockholm syndrome now, and I'm like, yes, Marvel is great. Like, you know,
I would say they've cooled your hot heart with a Fresh Island song.
No. They warmed my icy heart. Anyway. But it's very enjoyable to talk about. So you get 2 of those a month, and you also get 2 extra bonus odes.
Yeah, we've done stuff.
More stuff like...
More like this. Like, we've done... Yeah. A lot of music episodes. We do one on the Beatles, which is very enjoyable. We've done ones where I make a playlist for Andy, he makes one for me. So we've done one on hair metal, we've done one on metal, we've done one on
emo, rap,
movie
songs.
All sorts of good stuff. And we've done on a wide range of topics as well, like The Last Dance.
Mm-hmm.
We've done one on drugs. Also good. So if you're interested in this kind of free flow format, why don't you pop over and give us, you know,
give us some money.
Some cold hard. You know what you can do for me? You can give me 5 stars.
Give me five stars.
A rating, a review. Can you give me 5 stars?
Please. It's sustenance to him, people.
I'm begging you.
He's withering away.
Yeah. Look at me here. Look at me here, Andy.
Look at me.
I haven't looked as bad in weeks. Those last 5-star reviews, now I'm down to the end of my stash on them. I need more.
He's only got 0.5 star left.
Yeah. Oh my God. that low? What? Already?
Yes. Thank you for listening. Why can't I end the podcast anymore?
I don't know. Look, I'll just wrap it up here and say goodbye.
Later.
ass, cause you're only a man, and a man's got to learn to take it. Try to believe, though the going gets rough, that you got a hand tough to make it. History repeats itself, try and you succeed. Never doubt that you're the one, and you can have your dream. You're the best around, nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best around, and nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best around. Let's go.